Ever since the 2016 presidential election, some have seen American politics as extremely partisan and polarized. People are finding it difficult to find common ground on serious issues. So, the University of Wyoming Department of Theater and Dance is trying something unique, singing about it. Wyoming Public Radio's Caroline Ballard reports.
It's a nighttime rehearsal at UW's Buchanan Center for the Performing Arts, and the cast of Fascism the Musical breaks into some standard warm-ups.
Grab a big breath.
But once they get into the meat of the show, the songs aren't so standard.
Feel that warm tingling come trickling down, that good, great, godly gift from on high. The cup that...
I guess one of its next door neighbors would be South Park. It definitely lives in that zip code.
That's Sean Stone, Fascism the Musical's composer and musical director. The show leans left politically and is pretty raunchy and irreverent.
But, you know, the things we're talking about is the destruction of American ideology, and you can't give that too much reverence. You can't give that too much solemnity, because, God, who'd want to watch that?
The comedy revolves around a fictional 24-hour news channel, Wolf News Network. The protagonist, a journalist named Lizzie, organizes a strike to protest the fact that corporate interests and advertisers dictate what they report.
Sisters! Did you ever think that we are the problem? We smile at the cameras and read off of the cue cards. It's time to end the corporate stranglehold on the media. Time to stop broadcasting sound bites and going only for ratings.
In the first act, the head of Wolf News tries to prove why capitalism works. In the second act, Lizzie flips the script to show the pitfalls of capitalism. Fascism's playwright and director, William Missouri Downs, says freedom of speech and freedom of the press are both questioned.
So we have songs that make fun of trickle-down economics. We have songs that make fun of socialism. We have songs that make fun of guns on campus, the student loan debt crisis.
In other words, nothing is off limits.
It's very satirical. We make fun of everybody. And hopefully, if you laugh enough, you can relax enough to have a conversation.
Crazy pants, Americans have such a way of living.
So many things you pay for to us are simply given.
If you want to make an omelet, you have to break some yolkas. Boost your own economy with a socialism polka.
The show may make fun of everyone, but it does portray a particular point of view, that economic fascism exists in the United States.
And certainly what's happening in this country now is that we're a fascist state. Now, we're not a dictatorship, the other meaning of the word. And we try to bring that out and let people know that private entities, individuals, and corporations have more power and more say in your life than the government does.
But this is Wyoming, and there are students in the program that are not on board with the show's message. Some, in fact, were hesitant to audition, including Jordan Clark. She describes herself as politically conservative.
I mean, I just have a different set of political values that contradict with what the show's trying to say.
But she says she's a musical theater major and felt obligated to at least audition. But as opening night approaches, she isn't as worried.
I'm feeling a lot better than I did, you know, because we're starting to get more solid. I told my parents not to come, so they are not coming, but that's okay. I have my best friends here who will be coming to the show, and I've been telling them what's going on, so they know what to expect.
UW assistant professor Kevin Inoue is co-directing the show along with Downs. He says with its potentially controversial material, a protest piece like Fascism the Musical will test many different boundaries at the university. And for that reason, they've kept campus administration in the loop about the content of the show.
We don't want to take anybody by surprise. We don't want them hearing from somebody else out of the blue that we're doing material that is going to get a bunch of people up in arms, which, you know, again, I don't think it will. But so we have tried to keep those lines of communication open.
Fascism the Musical opens November 14th. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Caroline Ballard.
The world is changed.
My final longing,
my only yearning,
my last supplication.